The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him, but the Jewish feast of the tabernacles was near. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they are trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from." So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me, and also know where I am from. Yet I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him, because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Wow, it sounds like no one's awake. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning. Good enough. So today, in our reading of a gospel, we see the journey that Jesus went through so far. And today, we see Jesus acting in a particular way. Because for us, we're told, or I don't know about you guys, but when I was younger, I was told it could be bad if we hold secrets from other people. And yet we see Jesus, secretly, going to this party where everyone's gathered. But then at the same time, Jesus knows that if he goes to the party, it's going to be very dangerous for him because there are a lot of people who are trying to get him at this time because he is breaking all the laws, doing things that people don't like. But yet, he secretly goes out, and then publicly, he goes and starts preaching the word. So, for us, what does this mean for each and one of us? Or, before that, we ask the question, why is Jesus being so secretive? Because we're asked to imagine that in this perspective. Who loves surprise parties? Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you planned a surprise party before. It takes a lot of work, right? And then sometimes we want the result to be very great and really surprising for the other person. But sometimes you have to be secretive, right? And it's sometimes holding that secret is very hard, but then you're doing it for the greater good at the end to help someone be surprised. And if you receive that good surprise, we feel happy, right? Raise your hand if you cried when you received a surprise party before. I have. Normally, you're crying it's not because you're sad, but it's more because you're so happy and glad that some people went through their time to really work hard and prepare something special for you. And so this is what Jesus is doing. He's preparing something very special for each and one of us here. And especially at that time where Jesus is, he's planning something very great. And at the same time, he's keeping it secret because he doesn't want everyone to know about what he's planning to do. And yet, even though he's being bombarded and being attacked, he still perseveres and goes out and then try to do the good thing. So what is the lesson for us today? Sometimes when we do good things, we don't do good things so that we get public acknowledgement. Sometimes we do the good things because it's the right thing to do. And usually when we do something good for others, we're doing it for the others, not to get recognition for ourselves, right? So today, we're asked to be like Jesus, to go out, do good things, but then at the same time, don't do it for yourself, do it for the other person so that they may receive that good deed and receive it. So each time we do this, we become a little bit more closer to God, to become a little bit more like Jesus every day. So raise your hand if you're going to go out and do good deeds today. All right. Okay.